Yeah, that was. Thank you.
Yeah.
Kind of the legend there. Good to talk to Mark Felderman, known Mr. Felderman to us. And, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, always has a great energy about him. And his son, Willie, like we said earlier, is just a great kid. I know me and you were friends with him, and
yep.
Great athlete for Sheraton.
Yeah, I'm sure Mr. Felderman was happy to put the headset back on once again, as he was always really good at it. I remember listening to him on the radio. He'd always talk about it in class, his famous saying, Yambo.
Yambo, yep. Actually, I think he made those stickers made Yambo Radio, kind of the excitement Yambo yell after a touchdown. We might have to use that one of these times, but if you're just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KII Street.
And Hawkinson's got the kick team out for the Chargers, ready to kick off this second half. St. L's going to start off with the ball. Chargers lead it 21-14, and Hawkinson boots it down the field. And it's going to be the 25 Coffin again. He's going to return it up the middle to about the 29-yard line, where St. L will take over.
Yep, and another quick score update. Pella 35, Oski 0. Pella coming off their state championship last year, looking just as good this year.
Yep, they are. Like we said in that halftime interview, if you're listening, Austin Schulte for Pella got hurt, which, you know, that's a big blow to them, but the good thing about Pella is their numbers, and they're going to have a guy step up, maybe not do it as well as Austin Schulte, but they'll have a guy ready to play.
And Stevenson, the quarterback for St. L's, got his offense out there again. He's going to hand it off to Coffin up the middle for a gain of 2 yards. That was really the story. Coffin was really the big part of the offense last half. He was able to get the touchdown right before half to give St. L the Chargers only have a one possession lead because of it.
Yep, I said earlier in the keys of the game that Coffin's huge, got to get him open space, and he's taking advantage of it. Sharon unable to stop him.
Is 2nd and 7 for St. L. They're going to run the option to pitch out to number 8, and he's going to have a first down. It was Kaius Sinifu. He was running hard down the sideline, and he's going to move the chains for St. L. Good tackle by Chance Wirtz there, but as we said earlier, Kaufman making plays, didn't have the ball there, had such a good fake, and defense all collapsed on Kaufman, and about 5 guys tackled Kaufman, and he didn't have the ball there.
Yeah, a few times the St. L. offense has run the option. It's paid off for them. They're going to have a first down at the 43-yard line.
See, Sharon can get a stop here. Sadell's putting together a nice early drive here.
And there is Twins to the left for Stevenson. And he's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle to who else but Coffin. And he's going to be stood up at the line of scrimmage. There's going to be no gain on the play.
Yes, good job by Timmy Good and Chase Allenhoffen there, coming into the middle, making a play. Good energy by Sharon here, even after that first little drive by Sadell down the field here a couple yards. Sharon has an edge on defense right now, and that's exciting to see for Kirk Schmeiser, I'm assuming.
And that's going to be key in the second half. The D-line had a little trouble getting some penetration to stop Coffin, but they're going to have to do that to enable to contain him.
Yeah, it looks like that. Yep.
And Stevenson's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw it to 11 Smith for his 3rd reception of the night. That's going to be a gain of about 6 yards.
Sadell pushing it here early, 1-on-1 versus Aaron Kane, about 5 yards out, and able to complete it. Aaron had a little cushion there. Aaron did a good job at defensive back.
And, yeah, he's been around for 3 years starting at D-back. Really just a veteran, also at quarterback, as you know. It's going to be 3rd and 4 for Sadell. At about midfield, he's going to hand it off to Coffin. He's stood up by Chance Wirtz in the host of Chargers. They're going to bring him back, but he's going to have forward progress.
Yep, about 9 or 11 guys in the Chargers there have their hands on Coffin. I think that's the only way to bring him down tonight for the Chargers.
4th and short, about 1 yard to go. It's going to be interesting to see what Sadell does, if they're going to punt or go for it.
I think they're going to give it to the big fella, Coffin. You've heard his name tonight. I think they're going to hand it right to the middle here. We'll let you know.
And they are going for it. There's Twins off to the right. Coffin right behind Stevenson. And he's going to hand it off to him. He's got a gain of about 2, and that's going to be a St. L. first down. That's going to move the chains into Charger territory at the 48-yard line.
Yep, Coffin able to carry the ball there, but number 74, Hunter Jesse, was able to create a hole for him. Great job by Hunter there. And Sharon defense needs to respond here, get a stop, and change the momentum. I think it's Sadell's momentum right now, driving down the field here early in the second half.
Yeah, this Coffin's running like a freight train right now. It's going to take a lot more than one guy to bring him down. Easier said than done, though, Derek. Penetration is going to be key for him in the second half, and that's going to start with Trevin Nance, big boy Trevin Nance, and Tim Good up front.
Yep, and another name we haven't heard enough tonight is Chance Ward. He's a big-time player for the Chargers. Let's see if he can make some tackles here.
We got 8 minutes and 40 seconds to go. It's going to be handed off to Coffin again for about a 3-yard gain. It's going to be second and seven. Really just chipping away at this Charger defense, handing off up the middle of Coffin about 3 or 4 yards every play, able to get the first down.
Yep, Coffin tonight has been a beast, and looks like Eagles are going down the field to see if they can tie this game up. It's 14-21 right now. Sharon has the lead.
Sadell's definitely playing with some intensity right now at their homecoming. Either going to run the option pitch to the right, but that's the option will not work this time. Bradley Crutcher with a big hit on the sideline. It was number 8, Kai Sinaflu, for the carry, and there's going to be no gain on the play. It's going to be 3rd and about 8 for Sadell.
Yep, the option didn't get very many yards, but Sadell does a great job utilizing their option and their speed from the quarterback.
This is going to be a big 3rd down stop for the Chargers. Sadell has been able to get the 3rd down conversions at least half the time in this game, and if you want to win the battle on the scoreboard, you're going to have to win the battle at 3rd down conversions.
Exactly. Sharon has to get a stop here early here in the second half.
And there's a man in motion. He's going to take the snap. Stevenson, he's going to throw one towards the sideline to Smith, but it is dropped. It is now 4th down and about 8 for the Sadell Eagles. And it looks like the punt team is making their way out onto the field.
Yep, good D by Aaron Kane, their senior. Good route there by Andrew Smith, though.
Yeah, Andrew Smith he's been thrown to quite a bit of times in this game, but unable to make the catch that time.
Would have I think the chains moving there if he'd caught that. But instead, Toby Richmond back to return for the Chargers. Like we said earlier, great ball hawking, great hands.
And this punt's going to be a good one. Toby Richmond's going to let it go into the end zone, though. Sadell almost stopped it at the 1-yard line, but the Chargers will take over at the 20-yard line.
Yep, almost got a pin down there for Sadell. Good punt. Unable to stop it at the 1. Sadell wasn't, so Sharon gets it at their 20, 80 yards to go. See Sharon offense can get going here, Adam.
Yeah, the Chargers are leading at 21-14. They'd like to be up by more than that, though. O-line's definitely doing their part here. Offense hasn't looked bad, but, I mean, Sadell has really stayed in this game.
Yep, a couple big runs by Kaufman for Sadell kept them in here, and good defense last couple possessions for Sadell.
And Kane's got the offense here at the 20-yard line. Shotgun formation. He sends Bradley Crutcher in motion. He's going to hand it off to Boulder at the middle. But there's a fumble. Sadell's going to recover. In for the touchdown. Sadell scores the touchdown. It was Kai Sinaflu that had the fumble recovery. That's Alex's had another fumble there. Sadell Eagles are going to tie this game, Eric.
Yep. Big fumble there. See if Alex can bounce back. But that's a tough one for the Chargers. Good hit up front, and Alex has to keep on the ball there, but he's done a good job. It's a big for the Chargers to see if they can respond.
Yeah, Derek, this game did get a lot more interesting than I thought it would be in the beginning of this game. Chargers had control of it, but ever since the second quarter started, Sadell has really controlled this game.
Yeah, we're in for a tight one here. This district opener for Sadell is Sheraton, 21 to...
And he is going to put it through the middle of the uprights. It's 21-21, all tied up with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Sheraton's a little frustrated right now, but it's just going to take one little play or one hit to really turn him around, and this is when the seniors really got to step up, Derek.
Yep, it is. The seniors for Sheraton are huge here, but, you know, they have other guys like Kobe Richmond and who else? They got Kobe Richmond, but then they have guys on the sidelines right now that need to be ready to play. Sharon's coming in deep in this game, and Lynn Schulz over on the sideline, kind of a fan favorite, personal favorite for us. Great basketball player.
Yeah, and as we said it there, the senior leadership, this is the biggest part, biggest time where you really need them to step up. Well, they've been stepping up the first two games, but this is when they really got to step up. When the game is on the line, tie ball game, try to get the troops rallied and really turn this game around because they know they have it in them, and it just really takes good leadership, and yep. We know it's there.
Yep, and Alex Voldarev at running back here, senior for Sheraton, and Dylan Sanders. Got to get their run game established here early in the second half and respond here.
Ben Holmes to kick it off. It's like a squid kick. Riley Krugfinger is going to receive it, and he's going to take it for about an 8-yard gain, and he's going to have it in Saddle territory. Great field position for the Chargers.
Yep, kind of. They went for it onside there, and Riley Krugfinger is not the guy to kick to there. One of the best hands on certain teams.
Yeah, Saddle really, if they could have converted that, man, this crowd would have gone crazy.
Yep, we mentioned earlier it's homecoming here, so there's a little extra vibe here at Saddle. See if Saddle can get a stop and see if Sheridan can punch it in and Saddle on Saddle's 40.
And Aaron Kane brings the offense out of the field. There's Nick Ryan in motion. Hogson split out right. Kane's going to drop back to Platt. He's got time. Sends it over to Hogson. He's going to catch it on the out route at about the 32-yard line. It's going to be just short of a first down for Hawkinson.
Score up 8. Pella 35, Oskia 0. That's that Pella freight train coming at you.
They're going to be tough this year, Darren.
Yep, that scores for Pella. Just they keep pounding, too, once they get going. They don't have contentment on their team. The guys are in great shape. They will continue to press on teams.
And the Chargers got it second and short here. Kane's going to take out a chug, and he's going to hand it off to Sanders. He's going to bounce it outside. He's got a crease. The fast Sanders, he's at the 15-yard line, brought down at about the 12. Big first down for Dylan Sanders. He really used his speed on that outside run.
Yep, had an outside gap open and hits it hard. And I like how he just ran hard through the gap and then open field, made a guy miss. And big-time play for the Chargers. Like we said, other guys stepping up here for the Chargers. TJ getting triple-teamed.
The Chargers are now in the red zone yet again, looking to get back in the lead with 6 minutes to go. It's 21-21. This game got a lot more interesting. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. Nick Ryan in motion. He's going to hand it off to Sanders up the middle. Sanders has got a hole in for the touchdown. Yep, Sheraton gets back on top with senior running back Dylan Sanders.
Dylan Sanders, also known as Speedy, gets through the gap there, but a guy we really want to point out there is Chase Olmhoff and Ethan Canoe on that right side there. Oh, that gap was big enough to get Dylan Speedy through there.
And the PAT team is on, trying to increase the lead one more.
Yep, Sheraton kind of runs that on this PAT. Has a fake ready, but didn't use it there.
And the snap is good. The hold is good. It's a short kick, but he does put it through. Chargers lead at 28-21. Good good answer by the Chargers right there.
Yep. And then Alex Boulder having knocked down the extra point. Good for him. It will keep his head focused, and the pass is passed. Fumbles happen. Just Sheraton responds there. Dylan Sanders big. And then the blocking for Sheraton controlled by scrimmage though.
Yeah, just like you said, Ethan Cornu, Chase Alton, Austin, Trevin Nance, those guys are the leaders. They're going to push you back. They're going to control the line of scrimmage, and it makes it easier for the running backs to find holes and get good yardage.
Sheraton Napa, for all your auto and truck needs, see your Sheraton Napa for filters, hydraulic hoses, tools, and parts at your Sheraton Napa. They are Napa know-how. I wanted to sing that last part, Napa know-how. Pretty familiar.
And there's 5 minutes and 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's homecoming night in Saddle, Iowa. And the Chargers have, TJ's got the kick team out. He's teeing it up at the 40, ready to get back to this excited Saddle offense.
Yep, music here, pounding. Saddle's up on their feet here. It's a good atmosphere here tonight, Saddle homecoming.
And Hawkins is going to kick it deep to the 10-yard line. It's going to be Kai Shinfu with that's going to return it. He's got a crease. Takes it all the way to the 35-yard line. Good return for Kaya. And that's where Saddle offense will take over at the 35-yard line.
Another tackle by Cody Curry. Good job by Cody there. And well, good hit by Cody, but good return.
Yeah, he definitely found a crease. Really, he only had Cody Curry to beat, and
he might have took that thing all the way to the end zone.
Yep, Cody, like we said earlier, good football player, good mind for football, and sharing defense here. This is a big possession. It might be the biggest possession of the season yet so far this year.
And Sadel's got it. They got receivers on both sides. He's going to hand it off to Coffin up the middle, a gain of only one. It's going to be 2nd and 9 coming up on this next play.
And in case you're just tuning in, KIIC, all the scores, one station. And we got Joe Miller's and KIIC does a great job over there. And we definitely appreciate being able to do the radio for them tonight.
And yeah, it's always a treat doing the radio with you, Derek. And we'll be able to do the radio at our own press box next week, finally coming home. Two road games in a row. We'll be back in action next week against Mount Pleasant. Another high-powered offense. Quarterback there, young, he's talented, and he's hungry for a better season this year.
Exactly, and there's a flag on the field. We'll tell you in a sec, but we're going to update you on a couple scores here. Fairfield 12, Knoxville 7. And then Knoxville 22, Centerville. Oops, sorry, I'm messing up here. Fairfield 12, Knoxville 7, and then Pella 35, Oxy 0.
And the flag is against the Chargers. The defense is going to be encroachment, a 5-yard penalty. It is now 2nd and 4 for the Sadel Eagles, and that's going to put them in a little better position to get this first down. They're at their own 41-yard line.
Yep, Sadel's offense here doing a good job getting through. And Sadel's offensive line is controlling the line of scrimmage right now a little bit. See Tim Good and a couple defensive guys for sure and can stop the surge here.
And they got a jumbo set right now. They're going to hand it off to Coffin. He breaks one tackle at the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down by Chance Works, but it is a first down for Sadel. It's going to move the chains, and it's going to be at about the 46-yard line for first down.
I think Sharon's hitting a little too high tonight. Coffin's able to break tackles left and right. Sharon needs to get a little lower and set their feet and make tackles.
Couldn't have said any better. He's easily breaking those high tackles, and it's really got to get low to stop a powerful running back like Coffin.
Yeah, but I think he's head and shoulders the best athlete they've played against this year, so Sharon can do better here in this second half. Midway through.
And Smith is split out left. They take the snap. He's going to fake it to Coffin, but he run outside, but brought down by Altenhoffen in the backfield for a big loss. Chase Altenhoffen finally getting in on some action. Sack. That's the first sack of the night for Chase Altenhoffen.
Yep, Chase is a big-time defensive player for Sheraton. Able to get right through, and the quarterback wasn't able to get outside of him there.
It is now 2nd and 13 for the Sadel offense. 3 minutes and 34 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Sharon, see if they can get a stop here and stop this game from getting tied. Sadel's trying to tie it up here on the 45-yard line.
And Cole Rittenbogger is in motion. Stevens is going to drop back to pass, throw a deep one down the sideline, but it's into the end zone. It was intended for Smith. Kane had some good coverage over there on the right side. He was unable to complete it.
Yep, Dylan Kane, that's Aaron's younger brother. Dylan Kane is going to be a nice player for Sheraton coming up here in these couple of years. One of the funniest kids I've met, ever seen or ever been around, but Lee Kane, Aaron's dad, is the defense coordinator, as we said earlier, and Aaron, he's a prodigy of his dad on defense. You know, he does a great job as a defensive back of setting his feet, beating the guy to the spot, and turning his shoulder for the defensive play.
And that incomplete is going to bring it to 3rd and 12 for Sadel. They got twins towards in the left side. Kane and Sanders out there on defense. And he's going to drop back to pass. Throws one over the middle to Smith, but just over his head. That had first down and more written all over it. It's now going to be 4th and 12 for Sadel.
Yep, sure some odd up here. I think Sadel missed a big opportunity there. Sharon caught a break there.
Yeah, definitely. Looks like some blown coverage on the play, but able to get away with it because the throw was just over his head.
Yep, Sharon likes to either switch the crossing route or stay, and I think they're kind of confused, and they switch, and one of the guys didn't switch, so one guy was open.
And the punt was, the snap was a little low. He dropped it, but was able to get the punt off. Punt only went for a there was only about a 15-yard punt. Chargers are going to have great field position where they will take over for with a 28-21 lead.
Yeah, but I don't really know how he didn't block that. I think the punt was botched and then took about 5 seconds to get off. But still got it off for a little punt there.
And that's where Arian Cain comes back onto the field. He's having a great season so far. Senior quarterback, shows his leadership in.
Yep, I think his QBR is about over a little over 200, which is unbelievable.
He's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to pitch it out to Sanders. He's looking for a crease, but he's brought down by number 51 for Sadell. It looked like Trevor Sprague. He's been a great defender so far tonight for Sadell.
Yep. Another guy I'm interested in this half is T.J. Hockenson for obviously the Chargers. He hasn't got the ball yet this half except one time maybe. So let's see if Sharon can open him up. I know he's getting double and triple teamed, but definitely a threat still.
You definitely got to find a way, even if they're doubling him, to put it in his hands. And Kane's got out of shotgun. Nick Ryan in motion. Kane's going to drop back. He's got time. Over towards the sideline to Nick Ryan. He's got it for a first down. Gain of about 11 yards. Good play by Nick Ryan.
Unbelievable play by Nick Ryan. I think TJ on the backside had a lot of guys go towards him, and Nick on the backside able to make a great play.
And that's going to move the Chains into Sadell territory at their own 45-yard line. There's 2 minutes and 17 seconds to go in this one, and Chargers lead it 28-21.
Yeah, what a play by Nick Ryan there, senior. I think he's playing on a bum knee right now, but still toughing it out.
And Kane's going to hand it off to Sanders. Up the middle, he's going to get a gain of only about 1 yard.
Yep, Sharon unable to stop number 51 for Sadell.
Trevor Sprague,
he's a big kid, and he's been around. He's been a ball hawk tonight for Sadell.
And that's going to be 2nd and 8, time ticking down in the third quarter, 1:40 to go. There's trips out towards the right with Nick Ryan, T.J. Hockenson, and looks like Grant Shriver. Kane's going to drop back to pass. He's got time over the middle towards Nick Ryan. It's overhead. It's going to be picked off. Sadell has picked it off. It looks like number 9, Jacob Phillipson. He's down the sideline, out of bounds, at the Charger 28. And Sadell just got another turnover. And that's the second in the game.
Great play there. Flags are down, though. I think that's just coming down the return. I think it's going to be Sadell's ball. Big turnover by the Chargers. And there, I had a few guys over there. Not a horrible pass, just a little over Nick Ryan's hands. And Sadell's player made a great play, able to catch that.
And again, things were starting to lean towards the Chargers' way again, but Sadell's just not going away. They're staying in this game.
Yep, Sadell's making plays, and Chargers, early turnovers early and then still turning it over, but a big thing early, I think, that set the tone for kind of the negative influence of the possession time is early mistakes by Sheraton, early flags. It's kind of,
and it looks like
Sheraton off.
Yep, Derek, and it looks like there was a flag on the return. It was a block in the back. That's going to bring them back a long ways, back at their own 35 instead of the Charger 25.
Yep, still a big blow to Sheraton. Change of possession, Sadell's ball. See if they can punch it in here. I think I know who's going to get the ball. The big running back there, Coffin.
And the Chargers, their linebackers are creeping up like it's going to be an all-out blitz. And he's going to hand it off to Coffin, but he's going to drive his way through for a 3-yard gain. I mean, he's getting tackled at the line of scrimmage, but he's just getting 3 yards every time, Derek.
Yeah, he's hard to bring down. You can tell Sharon has to contain him early on these early dives up the middle.
So it's going to be 2nd and 7 for Sadell. And, I mean, we got a great game here, Derek. There's 58 seconds to go. It's a one touchdown game. Sadell's got the ball, down one score. And it really doesn't get any better than this on Friday night.
Yeah, fourth quarter is about to begin here soon. And I think so far both teams can definitely improve on a lot of things going into this fourth quarter and clean it up. And CU comes out victorious here. Sadell, I think this has definitely won the third quarter, though.
And Coffin's going to take the handoff for a gain of another 2. It's going to be 3rd and 5 for Sadell. Looks like they're going to get one more play in before the half. 25 seconds to go.
Yep, Sadell, so far Coffin has just been a beast. I think they got to continue here with him in the fourth quarter.
but then also get to the outside on their option game.
The Chargers won the first quarter. Seidel won the second quarter. It's been pretty even this third one. And he's going to throw it deep down the sideline. Stevenson, the intended receiver was Smith. Kane was all over him, and it's going to be incomplete. 4 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Lucas County Health Center, with the comprehensive therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for your star player, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works for you to get back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game. Lucas County Health Center's physical therapist, Adam's mom, does a great job up there.
Seidel will punt, and it's a good one. It's going to take a Seidel bounce all the way to the Charger 18-yard line. Chargers were able to hold their own on that third down, Derek, and which has really been up and down for them this game. They've been looking good on defense one drive, and then the next drive they're a little shaky, but good stop for them on third down.
Yeah, but I think this fourth quarter we're going to kind of find out a few things about the Sheridan football team we didn't know as to how they respond to adversity and also how they can make adjustments to the game. So the fourth quarter is going to continue to handle the ball up the middle of the coffin, see if Sheridan can stop them, and then they're also going to run an option that's hurt the Chargers so far. Let's see how Sheridan can adjust.
And that's how we're going to start the fourth quarter with the Chargers at their own 18-yard line, leading it 28-21. Try to stay away from that turnover problem, and this fourth quarter is definitely going to be key.
Yep, last possession, Dylan Sanders was in that running back over Alex Boldarev, I think because of the fumble, but we'll see if Alex goes back in here this fourth quarter here. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we've been seeing Sanders a lot in the backfield after that fumble. He's been doing a really good job, as you saw, he got in for that score to put him on top, but be looking for Boldarev to be back in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, but I think the coaches trust him, as they should. Boldarev's a big-time runner for the Sheridan Chargers. Had a big turnover early in the third quarter, but let's see if they can bounce back here. T.J. Hawkinson's name's got to be heard more this fourth quarter.
Okay, the Charger offense is back on the field at their own 18-yard line. Derek, you played on some turf football fields. What was the difference between turf and real grass?
Yeah, grip and the way it feels after you get tackled. You know, you go down a different way. You slide a little bit more.
And Kane's got out of shotgun. He's going to pitch it to Sanders in the backfield. He's got a crease on the outside, but a great open field tackle by Seidel. It's only a gain of about one. He had one man to beat there. It looked like he had a lot of green in front of him, but brought down.
Yep, it was one of those plays where it kind of seemed like it was developing to be kind of a breakout run. You had some blockers out in front, but Seidel able to catch Sanders there. Surprisingly, Sanders usually has the speed to get outside, but there, good play by Seidel.
Yeah, it was Ray gets for the tackle on Sanders and really saved a big run from Sanders as they are now, it's second down and 10 for Sheridan. They got Nick Ryan in motion. Hawkinson split out. He's going to hand off to Sanders. Big hole for Sanders at the middle. He's got a first down and more at the 38-yard line. That's going to move the chase for the Chargers.
Yep, Dylan Sanders, speed, as we said earlier, but he also does a good job of reading holes and making direct cuts. You know, there's a gap to the left. He'll find it right away. Doesn't hesitate on it. That's big for the Chargers. The Boulder Rev Sanders run game is special for the Chargers this year. I think it's going to help them a lot in district play.
The Chargers got it at the 36-yard line with Hawkinson split out left with Nick Ryan. Kane's going to fake hand it off up the middle, but brought down for a loss towards the sideline. He tried getting outside, but was unable to, and it is going to be second and 10 again with no gain for Aaron Kane.
And if you're just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
This Charger offense is starting to slow it down a little bit. They've been almost running what would seem like a fast offense, really just running in and out. Now they're kind of moping around. It seems like they're a little bit tired, Derek.
Yeah, I think the edge of Sheridan is kind of lost right now. I think the momentum is definitely on Seidel's side.
And we just had Hunter Storm just walked into the press box. Longtime friend.
Yeah, Hunter, Iowa football manager. He's a man.
And there is a flag on the field. It looks like it is against the Sheridan Chargers. It was a holding call. Will we play first down? It's going to be first and long.
Another flag by the Chargers. It's really hurting them. It hurt them earlier, and right now it's really hurting them.
Nick Ryan's going to go in motion towards the right side. Kane's got a shotgun. He's got time towards the sideline, but it's going to be short to T.J. Hockenson. He had guys all over him, and that's going to be second and 20 for Sheraton.
Yep, Hockenson and Kane there weren't able to connect like they have been all early in the season, and tonight in this fourth quarter, Kane and Hockenson have not connected here. See if they can get going here.
I mean, they're definitely trying, Derek, but they got guys all over Hockenson. Really learned from last year. They really only single covered him last year. He had six touchdowns against Sadell, and he's only got one tonight.
Yeah,
I mean, all over him.
Has to be double covered or triple covered.
And Kane's going to hand it off to Sanders towards the sideline. He's got a decent gain of about 6 yards. It's not going to be anywhere near the first down. It's going to be third and a mile for Sheraton. And third down conversions has been so-so for the Chargers, completing about 50% of them.
Yep, and so tonight we have a 21-28 game, really close one, but we have another close one. Knoxville 29, Fairfield 25 in the third quarter. Good one up there. We'll keep you updated here at KIIC. All the scores, one station. Getting back in play here. See if Sharon can punch it in here.
And Kane brings his offense to the line of scrimmage. He's got twins to his right, Hockenson and Kobe Richmond. He takes out of the shotgun. He throws one towards the sideline to Hockenson, double coverage, but he brings it in for a first down. That's going to move the chains for the Chargers.
Yeah, big time play by Hockenson. That's just what we were talking about with Kane and Hockenson. Able to connect there. See if they can get this drive going. It's about 50 more yards to go, but Sharon needs to punch it in here for a little security with Sadell's offense.
They're at their own 46-yard line with 10 minutes left to go in this one. A lot of game yet to be played. Been back and forth so far, Derek, but Sheraton able to control this fourth quarter so far.
Yep, response by Sheraton's been well. They've done a good job responding here early in the fourth. Get a good drive going here.
And Kane sends Kobe Richmond in motion. He's going to take it up the middle to Sanders, but brought down by number 64 for Sadell, Jared Reese.
Yep, Sheraton, that player's not there right now. The option isn't. Sadell's penetrations is too much for Sheraton. I think they open up on the outside more with Hockenson and even get Kressinger up the middle.
And it's going to be second and 10 for the Chargers at their own 46-yard line. We got 9 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Kane's got double twins to his left and right. He's got a man in motion. It's Kobe Richmond. He takes the snap. He's getting a little pressure up. He throws one over the middle and probably puts it at the 25-yard line. That's going to be a big first down for the Sheraton Chargers into Sadell territory.
Yep, just as we were saying earlier, get Kressinger up the middle. And Kressinger is a big-time player for the Sheraton Chargers. Senior leadership, Aaron Kane to Bradley Kressinger. And that was big. Kind of been favoring TJ, looking at TJ a lot here, and opened up Bradley there. Bradley's able to execute there.
I mean, half the defense is on TJ. You got to have guys stepping up, and Bradley Kressinger's answered the call so far.
And all year, I think you're going to hear his name of people stepping up for Sheraton Chargers.
And Kane's got it out of the pistol formation. He's going to hand it off out the middle to Sanders. He's got a little hole. He's going to get a gain of about 5 yards. It's going to be second and 5 for the Sheraton Chargers.
Yep, Dylan Sanders still in at running back for the Chargers right now. Has a kind of different dimension to the Sheraton offensive surge here. Has some speed, and then Boulder Rev has the power, but right now they're going with Sanders for the speed.
Chargers offense is starting to speed it up a little in Sadell territory. Kane's going to hand it off to Sanders up the middle. He's got a crease. Big gain up the middle. Sanders is in for the touchdown. He broke about 2 tackles bulldozered his way into the end zone.
Yeah, Dylan Sanders, big-time player here. In this fourth quarter, he's showed a lot of guts. Sanders has been able to break tackles and get to the outside. Sanders, known for his speed, able to break tackles there.
Yeah, he had over 100 yards last week in the matchup against Davis County, and he's been doing just as good this week. Alex Boldrev, the backup kicker. Jackson Fisher had a concussion in the JV game this week, and Alex Boldrev has answered the call so far for the PAT opportunity. And he's going to put it right down the middle. Chargers lead it 35-21 with 8 minutes and 23 seconds to go in the final period.
Hanson's Isle Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier Isle Realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Isle Realty. Hanson's Isle Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Isle Realty is a proud sponsor of all the area athletics. Hanson's Isle Realty. And if you're just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC. Make sure you stay updated on all the high school scores right now. We're going to keep trying to update you guys, but there's a lot of good high school football games going on here, and specifically here in Sadell, Iowa, we have a great one. Sharon's up on Sadell Eagles, 35-21, 8:23 left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Derek, it's a little closer than we all expected, judging from last year's score, but really, I've had a good time here, and really, Sadell has put together a good game at their homecoming.
Yeah, I think Sadell should be excited about some of the players they have and the team they have. Coffin up the middle. I don't think we can say enough about him. And also, number 11, Andrew Smith on the outside has been huge for Sadell tonight. I didn't think his name sounds right there. Andrew Smith, he's a good player for Sadell Eagles.
And Hawkinson's got the kick team out once again. Ready to boot this one down and give. And Sadell's going to be ready to try to turn the momentum here. They still got time to make this game a little more interesting.
That seemed like the guy to kick it. I think they kicked it to Coffin there. He's a hard guy to tackle, and could have been dangerous for Sheraton there.
And Sadell offense will take over. They will take over at about their own 33-yard line with 8 minutes and 18 seconds to go. As I said, Derek, there's plenty of time to make some noise here for the Sadell offense.
Yep, kind of the last couple weeks, we kind of saw the score getting out of hand, and the other teams kind of, Davis County and Centerville kind of taking their time. Sadell has it going right now. Here's a huge possession to see if they can fight their way back in this.
He's got Twins to his right. He's going to fake it up the middle. He breaks one tackle at the line of scrimmage, but ultimately brought down by the linebackers of Sheraton.
Yep, Nick Ryan, open field tackle. Like we said earlier, that was going to be one of the keys of this game. I think Sharon this quarter has won the open field tackling battle, and that could contribute to the result of this game.
That's going to be 2nd and 8 for the Chargers. And as you said before, Derek, tackling low on Coffin is going to be another key factor in the fourth quarter as the defense starts to wear down a little bit.
Yep, he's getting 5 yards left and right, and then he's broke a couple this game to put
Stevenson to drop back. He's pressured by Hawkinson. He's going to bring him down for another sack. Hawkinson's third of the night. That's a big loss for Sadell. It's going to be 3rd and long.
Yep, Sadell answers, sorry about that, T.J. Hawkinson answers the call. Big sack by T.J., doing it on the offensive and defensive end. I think that's, like we said last game, that's his most improved aspect of his game this year is his defense on that defensive end. A lot of it has to do with his conditioning level. His athleticism has always been great, but I think this year he's conditioned a little bit better than last year, able to play very effectively on both sides.
Yeah, he's definitely caused some havoc over there for all quarterbacks so far in this young season. And that's going to make, and referees are talking it over right now, but
looks like Smizer's over there talking to the ref. Coach Smizer for sure is over there talking to the ref as if there's a decision on the flag. We didn't catch a flag. I didn't catch a... We'll let you guys know.
And it looks like there is a flag against the Chargers. It was defensive holding. And it's going to be a 5-yard penalty from the previous spot. They're going to replay 2nd down. It's going to be 2nd and about 3 yards.
I didn't see that one there, but I guess the ref did. Sharon, see if they can respond here. Second down and 3 yards to go. Sharon needs to stop here. Sadell needs to score.
Yeah, Sadell able to catch a break there on Hawkinson's great sack, but they got Twins to their right now. It's 2nd and 3, sending a man in motion. It's number 3, Cole Rennenbogger. He's going to hand it off to Coffin up the middle. It's gained up about 2 yards. Looks to be short of the first down.
There's a fumble on the play. He definitely wasn't down there.
It's signaling that they got it.
And it's Chargers are going to take over. Sheraton ball. Wow, what a Sheraton defense not giving up on the play there. I think that's big red Hunter Miller there with the tackle. I'm not 100% sure who recovered it, but big time play by the Sheraton defense there.
Yeah, the Chargers will take over in Sadell territory at the Sadell 42.
and it looks like Dylan Sanders still back at running back for the Chargers.
Derek, this draft could really put the nail in the coffin for Sadell, and Kane's going to be looking to do that. Dale's got twins to both sides. He's going to send Richmond in motion. He's going to hand it off up to Sanders for a short gain of about 3 yards.
Yeah, Dylan Sanders, not much room to go there. Good job fighting for extra yards. That's a big thing for Dylan Sanders, getting the extra yards. You know he has speed, but once the first man that makes contact, he's got to be able to drive a couple yards, and he's done a great job this season yet so far.
It is 2nd and 7. Time ticking down. Chargers are going to be looking to take a lot of that clock away this drive. It's 6 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Chargers lead at 35-21. It's going to be tough for Sadell to come back in this one now that they just turned that ball over. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's got time. Throws it over to the sideline where it is dropped by Richmond.
Yep.
Good coverage by number 9 of Sadell, Jacob Phillipson.
Yep, don't see that very often by Toby. It's all right. See if he can bounce back here. Good throw by Aaron, though. Great job staying in the pocket. And Darian just unable to convert it with Richmond there.
It's going to be now 2nd and 7 for the Chargers. There is a flag on the play, though. It is against the Chargers. Really, flags have been the story of this one for sure.
Yep, I'd like to get a flag count this game. I think it's way too high. I think Coach Kurt Schmeiser, and Coach Lee Sandy would agree with me. Chargers cannot have as many penalties to compete in their district this year.
Chargers had a good opportunity to get the first down on the next play, but that's going to be 2nd and long, about 2nd and 15 for the Chargers at the Sadell 49.
Definitely, I'm not sure if it's a focus thing for the Chargers or just, you know, something that happens, but Chargers have to clean it up here in this fourth quarter and heading on to later in the season.
And Kane's got a shotgun. He's got twins to his right, Hawkinson and Richmond. He's got a shotgun from center Ethan Cornell. He's got pressure up the middle, two guys in his grill. He's just going to throw this one up, and it looks like Nick Ryan was there for the catch. Wow.
Yep, like we said earlier, Nick Ryan has great ball skills, and Nick Ryan, he's one of those guys, you know, that you don't think of as the best catcher ever, but you look at his hands, and he makes big-time plays for the Chargers, and as he has tonight.
And he was just short of the first down.
Kind of ran out, and Aaron had pressure, threw it up, and Nick Ryan able to make a play there.
And it looks like the referee's got a timeout on the field. It's going to be their timeout.
Ethan Cornu out there, one of our good friends. We haven't talked about him a lot tonight. Ethan Cornu is kind of one of those guys at center you have to have because you know, you have to have a lot of intelligence at center. And that's what Ethan has, leading our grade or one of the top kids in our grade-wise, and just a really smart football player and smart student athlete as well.
Yeah, you got not only Ethan Cornu at the line, but also Trevin Nance and Hunter Miller, young Riley Walters, he's there. He's going to be a big guy to step up next year. He's really the only O lineman coming back next year. He's going to be a guy they're going to be looking towards to be a leader next year.
Definitely. Even that little things like open gym, you can kind of tell, or basketball things, baseball things, you kind of tell Riley Walters is one of those guys you want on your team just because of his attitude tonight. The Chargers has improved in this fourth quarter. Sharon able to get some stops, and now pushing on Sadell's door to put the nail in the coffin.
It is 3rd and short for the Chargers at the Sadell 32. There are 6 minutes and 15 seconds to go in this one. Chargers lead at 35-21. Kane has got it out of the shotgun. He's in the pistol formation. He's going to hand it off to a fullback, Bradley Krutzinger. He's going to be fighting for yards, but it looks like he was short of the first down there.
Yep, Bradley's the one of those guys you give the ball to in that situation, short down runs. I think Bradley plowed his way through. Maybe not, though. I think
he did the chains. And it's going to be a first down, Chargers. It was 3rd and inches. He was able to get in for a gain of about 1.
Yeah, Bradley Kussinger is a strong kid. He's one of those kids that he's a great basketball player on the Sharon basketball team, but he's a football player. He puts his head down, runs hard, plays hard, and practices hard. You know, he's one of those good football players you need on your team.
So we got a fresh set of downs for the Chargers. He's going to hand it off to Sanders, so a good gain of about 8 yards. Found a hole right there and drug it way to about the 23-yard line of Sadell Eagles.
Yep, Dylan primarily has played slot this year, but this game getting some reps at running back, and I think he's really responding at that running back position. Has a lot of experience with it in his past years, and he might be a true running back for the Chargers here.
with his speed. And Kane's going to hand it off to him again, but this time he stopped at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Yeah, good job by Seidel's number 51, Trevor Sprague, there with the tackle. I think we've heard his name a lot tonight. He's a good player for Seidel. Look for him to have a big season in district play.
And it's going to be another third and short opportunity for the Chargers. Able to convert last time. Time ticking down there. It's 5 minutes to go. And Seidel, they're running out of time to get another score and tie this one up.
Yep, a couple more first downs and this game might be put away for good.
Kane's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off to Sanders. He breaks the tackle behind the line of scrimmage and able to get some yards. It's going to be a first down. Fresh set of downs for the Chargers into the red zone at the 12-yard line of Seidel Eagles.
Dylan Sanders is for the Chargers right now, known as a speed guy and outside guy, but he's just running hard, running very hard, putting his head down, which isn't necessarily his best characteristic, but tonight he's done it when he needed to, and there get a big first down for the Sharon Chargers.
The Chargers are knocking on the door yet again into Seidel territory. They're in the pistol formation. Fullback Bradley Kretzinger to Aaron Kane's right. So it looks like there is a timeout. Coach Kirk Schmeiser has called a timeout. Nope, it is Seidel that called the timeout. We're going to have a break in our action here.
Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, cfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA. And we're going to give you guys some score updates here when we get them in a sec. But like we said, 641-203-8036. If you have any comments on the game or upcoming predicament on this Iowa-Iowa State game. I don't know if predicament's a word, but I used it there, I guess. Albia 55, Tall Christian 14. Albia able to, looks like they're going to put that game away third quarter. Sheraton 35-21, that's what we're doing right now. West Marshall 13, Eddieville, Bakesford, Fremont 16. Wayne 18, Moravia 18, that's a good one to tune into.
And we're back in action here. Chargers knocking on the door at the Seidel 14-yard line. Kane's got it out of shotgun. He's going to pitch it to Sanders towards the sideline, and he's got a gain of about 4 yards, and he's going to go out of bounds.
Yep, the name you've heard a lot tonight, Trevor Spagg, open field tackle on Dylan Sanders. Not the easiest thing to do, but able to do it there. And could be huge for Seidel if they're able to get a stop here. Time's clicking down, though, and Seidel's got to get a stop to put this game into question. So.
Yeah, the Chargers are really moving down the field right now, and they're hungry for to put this game away and just get out of here with the victory.
I think it's going to go with Hawkinson here.
Kane's going to fake it off. He's rolling left. He throws it to Hawkinson, but it is completed.
Yep.
And he is going to be short of the end zone. He was a yard short of the end zone, and it is going to be, looks like, second and goal.
Yeah, definitely completed there. Hawkinson able to get low and get it. Great play by TJ.
And it's first and goal for the Chargers at the half-yard line, really close to the end zone for Hawkinson. He was close to his third score of the night and wasn't able to get it.
See if the times looks like it's not moving right now. See if Sharon can run some time off here, about a half-yard away from the end zone. Must have been time out here. Or another flag on the Chargers. Wow.
There's an illegal formation on the Chargers. That's going to send him back big yards, 10-yard penalty against the Chargers. It is second and 12 now with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Penalty is just killing the Chargers tonight, Derek.
Yeah, it has. Sharon really getting hurt right now by it. But I think later in district play, you have to clean that up if you want to win games because, you know, little plays are huge for Sharon Chargers this year. And turnovers and penalties for Chargers have hurt them tonight.
Especially competing with those teams like Pella, Norwalk, and Oskaloosa. They're going to be tough to handle if you have these flags all over the place every possession.
Yeah, even Seidel tonight, they're a good team. They've been really tough to handle, and penalties definitely hurt us tonight. Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans, budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, cfirstyourvoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. And if you guys are just tuning into to the game right now. All the scores, one station, KIIC.
We're coming out of a timeout. Sadel took a timeout. It is 2nd and 12 for the Chargers after the penalty yet again against them on this offense. They beat us all 35-21. Yeah, Chargers definitely could have played better in this one, though, Derek.
Yeah, but I think Chargers didn't have their best game, but I definitely can't take away credit from Sadel tonight so far. Able to get the run game going up the middle with a beast Coffin.
Kane's going to bring his offense on down to the field again. He's got Twins to his right. He's going to take it. He's got time, plenty of time. Throws one towards the end zone to Hawkinson. Double covered, but he's going to tip one up in the air. And looks like Sadel brought it down, but refs haven't made a... It is incomplete. Referees have made the signal and it's incomplete.
Hawkinson signaling the ref. Maybe a pass interference, but couldn't really see from here. But just gave Hawkinson a chance. Unable to come down with it, but PJ, you know, he's great coming down with those. Just a little too far there.
As we said before, Derek, Sadel really making PJ work for his yards, double covering him, safety help, you name it.
Yep. Seems like the catches PJ had tonight are really contested and hard ones, so that's the only way I think to contain Hawkinson. You're still not going to stop him, though.
And Kane's got that shotgun at 3rd and 12. He's going to fire one towards the end zone, and it's above Hawkinson's head, and it's going to be incomplete. Yep. There's a flag. It looks like it's on Hawkinson. He kind of hit a defender after the play was over. We'll see you, though.
Yep, looks like kind of a personal foul thing or whatever, but... Yep, not 100% sure, though.
Hawkinson, as you could tell, he disagrees with the call, but that's not going to change the referee's mind. We'll see what the referee's got.
Either way, though, Hawkinson has had a great game tonight, offensively and defensively. Been triple covered, still been able to make plays, and then defensively, he's been a force to be reckoned with. Future Hawkeye has done a great job tonight at helping his team have a chance to win this game.
And the referee's got, he's gonna bring you us the call here. And it's going to be an unnecessary roughness against Hawkinson. That's going to bring us back another 15 yards. Big penalty for the Chargers yet again, Derek.
Yep, another penalty, but, you can't hate the toughness by the Chargers here in that drive. You know, ran a lot of clock down, and still not great field position for Sadel, but that penalty definitely did hurt.
It is 4th down for the Chargers with 4 minutes to go. At the Sadel 32-yard line, and they will be going for it. There is 4 minutes to go.
I think Sadel has a guess who this one's going to. 4th and very long. Touchdown's the only thing in the way. I think number 38's the way to go, no matter how many people are guarding him.
And number 38, T.J. Hawkinson, is split out wide. He's got safety over help. He's got a quarterback on him. Kane is dropping back. He is sacked. Kane is brought down in the backfield by number 28. Of the defense, it was Devin Porter of the defense.
Yeah, one of the few times penetrations got through the defensive offensive line there for Sheraton, but a big play there had Hawkinson in the corner running the out route, so good thing for Sadel there. We just stopped there, and not bad field position here, Adam. Good chance here to punch it in early.
Sadel definitely did come to play tonight, Derek. And they got the ball again at their own 40-yard line. With 4 minutes to go, maybe they can do something here to surprise us a little bit.
Yep, exactly. Sadel definitely hasn't gave up on this game. It's their homecoming. Good team here. Look for Dylan Coffin to find different ways to get him some yards here.
And there's a timeout. Sadel has taken another timeout.
And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC. We actually, Bill Millage at the studio, we have his brother up here, Tim Millage and Hunter Storm. I think we've talked about them quite a bit this year. This Millage family is awesome. Awesome people to be around. Mr. Millage does a great job as our AD. And then Hunter Miller, one of our good friends, good player for Sheraton football, is manager at Iowa. And we have this Hawkeye gear on up over here. I know, big game for the Hawkeyes tomorrow. I know we're all excited for that.
And the Chargers lead it 35-21 in tonight's matchup in Sadel, Iowa. There's 4 minutes to go. Clock starting to tick down, though. with in the fourth quarter. They started the Seidel. Eagles were able to take over on downs on a long drive for Sheraton. Took a lot of clock out, and but Seidel able to get the turnover on the last flag for a problem for the Chargers, and now they're taking over.
Yep, kind of interesting score here tonight that came on Knoxville 29, Fairfield 25, and actually Knoxville 36, Fairfield 26.
And Stevens is going to throw it deep down the sideline. Kane, with good coverage, is able to knock it away. The intended receiver was number 11, Andrew Smith, who they've gone to most of the time tonight. He's been pretty productive, but Kane with the good coverage down the middle of the field.
Yep, a lot of trust in their D-backs here by Coach Lee Kane. Put Aaron in tail coverage there. Aaron able to respond and make a big play. A big loss for Sheraton. As a quarterback last year is Quinn Storm, but also on the defensive end, Quinn Storm was just one of the toughest safeties Sheraton's seen for a long time. Did a great job of containing the pass game.
It's second and 10 for the Seidel Eagles at their own 40-yard line with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to go. He's going to hand it off to Coffin up the middle. He's got a good gain of about 10 yards. That's going to move the chains for Seidel. He just brought the whole Charger defense with him to the first down.
Yep, I think a lot of kids at the 5-yard gain, but for this Coffin, it's a 10-yard gain. Kid runs extremely hard, big body. It's hard. Good for the Chargers to go against kids like him.
Yeah, you're going to be seeing a lot of powerful running backs and coming into district play in the next few weeks, and Chargers are going to have to learn how to get low, tackle him at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
Yeah, but as Ben Schooley says, KYP, know your personnel on the opposite team, too. Big runner, you got to hit him low.
And they are going to move the chains. It took them a while to figure out that the chains were supposed to be moved, but first down Eagles at their own 49, at the Charger 49-yard line. With 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go, time is starting to tick down for Seidel, though.
Let's see if Sheraton can go penalty-free this last 340, see if they can put the game away here on defense.
And Seidel's got twins to the left. He's going to keep it on the option. Stevenson, he's going to pitch it out to the ball carrier number 8, Kai Sinflew, and he's tackled out of bounds for a gain of about 8 yards.
Yep, Kobe Richmond, good open field tackle. Kaius put his head down, did a good job getting an extra couple yards, but he's able to get out of bounds, so clock is stopped here in Seidel, Iowa.
Get second down now. Seidel's got it in Charger territory at the 45-yard line. Eagles looking for a little momentum here. He's got the option again. He's going to pitch it out to Coffin. He's got room on the sideline. It's going to be a first down Eagles. There is a flag on the plate, Derek. We'll see what this one's on.
Yep, I couldn't get a good view of that penalty there, but it's in the backfield of Seidel, so we'll see what you guys know in a second.
But without the flag, the Eagles were able to get the first down on the option play towards the left side of the field, really running away from Hawkinson.
I hear some personal fouls, maybe a personal foul here on the Chargers. That'd be a huge blow to the Chargers with 3:21 left here and 2 touchdown lead.
And it is against the Chargers again, Derek. Penalties just killing the Chargers.
Yep,
killing them.
Yep, holding there, but still a big time play. Big time thing that happened against the Chargers there.
And it's defensive holding. That's going to be a 10-yard penalty at the end of the run. Very big blow to the defense.
Yep. So it hurt the Chargers all night, and I think that's one of the key things. You hear Chris Meiser say he likes to have a clean football team out of his guys, and tonight has not been that for the Chargers.
The Seidel Eagles got it at the 31-yard line. He's going to throw it deep down the sideline to Smith, just over his head. He overthrew Smith again. Smith able to get open on a few of these plays, but just overthrown.
Yep, I think Smith's a big-time athlete for Seidel. He's you know, his routes are great tonight, and he's able to get some separation off slash Aaron D-backs, but unable to convert there for Smith.
We got 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go in this one. It is second and 10 for Seidel in charge of territory at the 31-yard line. Seidel comes to the line of scrimmage with twins to the right side, and Hawkinson looks like he's coming on the outside. There's an option towards the left. Coffin's got it. Gain of about 2 yards in the out of bounds. That's going to stop the clock.
Yep, kind of a side note here.
with Knoxville 36-26 win over Fairfield. Kind of score here is big for the Sharon Chargers, kind of late in the season, how the playoff goes. This might come down to little possessions and little scores here to kind of see how the playoff ends up, who makes it and who doesn't.
Yeah, the Chargers are really hungry for a playoff spot. They haven't been there for a while. They used to get there all the time, but really maybe this is the year they do it.
Yeah, but I think it could be talking to Kurt Schmeiser. He's jacked up about this team and defense, offensive line, both sides of the ball. It could be a special year for the Sharon Chargers.
And Seattle's going to run it up the middle, but stopped by a host of Chargers, and will be no gain. That's going to be fourth down for Seattle and 10 yards to go.
Yeah, time's running down here for Seattle. It's going to be the last chance to keep the game going here. If not, I think Sharon has game one.
Derek, I'll tell you what I'm not looking forward to tomorrow, and that's the ACT.
No, a lot of high school kids, including ourselves, are going to take the ACT. Definitely one of those stressful events, but I guess it's something you have to do.
Stevenson's got to snap it. The low one, he fields it, though. He throws it down the sideline. He's got Smith for the reception. It's going to be a short gain, and he's got it completed at the 21-yard line.
Sharon kind of has the rest of the game to kind of hold on to the win here. I don't think you'll see too much aggression. I think it'll be a hold-on game for this last minute 50, two-touchdown lead. See if Sharon can put the game away with these seniors they have on their team and the experience of Kobe Richmond.
And in its first down going the other way, the Chargers have taken possession at their own 32-yard line.
Yep, Sharon defense did a great job there. I see Chance Ward over there excited and has a great edge over there for the Sharon Chargers. That's great to see, Adam.
Yeah, big fourth down stop for the Chargers. You stopped just short of the first down, and the Chargers are going to take over.
You know, a guy I've been really impressed with tonight on the line is Hunter Miller. You know, freshman and sophomore, and even a little bit junior year, I think his motor was kind of questioned. You know, people questioned his motor, and tonight and this season, you've kind of seen him step up and show that motor is just a lot of energy to play.
And it looks like there is a flag on the field, Derek. Another flag on the field. And it is against Seidel, it looks like, Derek.
Yeah, but I think one might be on Seidel. Yep, it is.
It is a 15-yard penalty against Seidel. That's like the first one against Seidel we've had in a while. They've been mainly on the Chargers, but...
Yep.
As well, Seidel won the penalty battle. The Chargers are winning the battle on the scoreboard, winning it 35-21 with a minute 50 to go. They're just going to hold on. They're going to be looking to either way most of this clock and go home with a victory, Derek.
And if y'all are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Crutzinger up the middle of the fullback. He's got a good gain of about 4 yards.
I think Bradley's one of those guys that Sharon could use a little bit more in their offensive scheme. Bradley has good hands and a good runner, and he makes good decisions for Sheraton. Pretty low turnover guy, and I want to see if Sharon can utilize him a little bit more throughout the season. They've done a good job yet so far, but I think you can even use him more.
That is second and four. Time is getting eaten away right now. Minute and 15 to go. Chargers got it at their own 41-yard line. Kane got it in the pistol formation. He's going to hand it off to Crutzinger again. He's going to cut it back to the left side, and he's got a gain of about 3 yards. It's going to be short of the first down. It's going to be third and about two.
Yep, Sharon's blocking deserves a lot of credit tonight on the pass game and the run game. 3 yards. Crutzinger did a good job running behind them there and got a nice little gain. I think this game's over, but the first down here, it's a put the nail completely in the coffin would not be a bad thing for the Sharon Chargers.
And Crutzinger really doing it get through the air tonight. Like, he's got two long passes up the middle. Like, Kane's just throwing as far as he can up the middle, and Bradley was able to get open and make the reception.
But I think the play clock's running down here. Got it off.
And Kane's handing off to Crutzinger. He's got the first down. That's going to end the game for the Chargers, and that first down right there put the game away.
Yep, Sheraton, some key things tonight. They were able to get their run game going. Not 100% strong, complete yards, but I know Boulder have had some early good yards, but Sanders tonight, Adam, Sanders really stepped up in this game for the Chargers.
Especially in the second half, Derek. Boulder have had a tough fumble and he and Sanders has asked to was called to step up, and he's done exactly that.
Exactly, but I think for the Chargers here, moving on, turnovers and penalties. I think they lost the penalties and turnovers battle tonight, which I know Lee Kane is not a fan of, and I know Chargers to win in this district and compete have to clean it up here. There's not much room for error, but the Sadell team, very surprised with the talent they have. They have Dylan Coffin at running back, who did a great job tonight carrying the ball, and they have number 51, Trevor Sprague on defense. My two key guys tonight for the rest of the season.
I mean, I look at Sadell as one of those teams that are just going to get rolled in every game in this conference, but really, watching this game tonight, I don't see that anymore.
No, yeah, and I think you see Sadell much improved from last year, and I think Chargers really had the fight to win this. Not the prettiest game on Sharon's part, but Sadell's homecoming, they had a good energy about their team, and I like the way their offense flows, and their defense had some key players tonight, and look for them to compete pretty well in this district this year.
There are definitely some positives on the Chargers side, too. Hawkinson had a good game, came through the ball well, we had some good running, and O-line did, I think, was the best part of the Chargers game tonight.
Exactly, and defensively for the Chargers, I think that's what kind of pushed them through tonight. Able to hold the Eagles 21 points. Honestly, good defense throughout the game, but two big games by Dylan Coffin, who I think you guys heard enough tonight, so I think Charger fans will be happy not to hear that name the rest of the season. Big-time player for Seattle Eagles. I'm excited to see what he can do the rest of the season. Keep your eye on him.
So the Chargers win this one, 35-21. I'm Derek Lang, and I'm Adam Kessler with my partner, Derek Lang. We'll see you next week as the Chargers face the Mount Pleasant. And this is KIIC, all the scores, one station, KIIC.